Yo, what up, man? Hey. It's in the booth.
Hey.
I am Messenger.
Kent Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Everything came together in the booth. Years later, and we're still in the booth. You a bum ass with an interview. Game needs to start moving. Got a resume over than the number team. Got something for the king, something for the queen. On the money, got to win a team, about to do the thing. Got to hit him with a bada boom, bada beam.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time harvest, you gon' see the fruit. Quit the king tag, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the best and get the bad, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit. General in the game, looking for the fruit.
Well, thank you guys for joining us in the booth today. Please like, share, and like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google.
And if you would like to sponsor or advertise with the show, just hit us up in the booth pod at gmail.com.
It's not Quartet Tuesday. It's a terrible song. That is.
That's funk.
That's how y'all play behind quartet.
That's funk, girl.
Wah!
Give us the phone, bitch. Now, y'all know nothing about that bitch now.
Give us the phone.
I'm not doing it.
Give us the phone.
You supposed to get in,
man. No, I'm not gonna sign up.
We gotta do the copy.
Hey, I like the perm. I
ain't got no perm.
That ain't no perm.
No, man. My hair is natural.
Your hair?
It lays natural like that. No weave, nothing.
Yeah.
You got to press it.
Okay, that'll make it unnatural.
Okay. So, you act like you woke up like that.
No, I'm just saying it ain't no perm. We don't perm our hair no more. I don't think so.
People don't perm their hair.
Not really. No.
We appreciate perming? Our hair now.
Y'all stop perming?
Yeah.
When they stop perming?
Word out that you get cancer and all the other stuff.
Oh yeah.
Perms.
Cancer?
So. Oh yeah.
So they stop.
Even now it's from the flat irons too. They send like that burning smell or whatever that come up out those the metals. Help? Because it's metals. It's metal plates. Yeah.
That's a lot. No.
No way.
Man.
No right. Way.
That's why you have no air fryer. What that got to do with
it? What?
They say air fryers do the same thing?
That what? Actually makes sense when you think about it.
Air fryers?
Oh, my God.
Air fryers.
And I was just about to buy
wait,
one.
Wait.
Well, I'm not trying to have no more. Oh.
They got a reproductive organ label on the bottom of the box?
Stop it.
That if
on
you
the air fryer, it can cause
it
cancer.
It shrinkage.
A reproductive harm.
I don't know how you got shrinkage.
That's what that is. Shrinkage.
All right. I don't know how we start talking about shrinkage? ED. Can we move on?
I don't know if it's shrinkage. It's just dysfunction.
You're stupid. Stop the face.
Bro.
Stop it.
It's just dysfunction. Yeah.
You said air fryer
it cut
causes
off.
Shrinkage.
Dysfunction.
Really?
So then you gotta get one of them other pills that you know they be like, yeah, you know, erect, but then you can't breathe later, you can't swallow no more.
You might cause death and all that.
Dang, I ain't know that about the curl lines either.
I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. The combs.
They're saying
the
that the like the you know the smoke that comes off like the flat irons and stuff. I guess it's the metals and it's not good.
That
to
doesn't
inhale.
Make sense though.
I mean, they make it does. Stuff. It does make sense, because...
Bro, they be like, breathing cause cancer.
They put fear, right.
Like, what?
They're putting fear in you, man.
Yeah, that
you
that,
connect with the fear.
Oh,
like
no, I'm not worried about it. I just flat iron my hair.
Right, you're like, yeah, it causes.
I ain't
dying. I believe that. It makes sense.
What you do?
I ain't gonna claim it.
Smoking out the bathroom.
Right. Ain't got nothing to do with me, right?
I know that, right, because you healed.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Not dead.
Oh. Like, what was that? How you gonna be healed? But go dead.
Yeah. I'm healed. Yeah.
Don't tell them you go to fight.
That's why they heal over there.
Yeah. Stay from over there. That's what y'all healing look like.
You're like, hey. We got Cam here. Come get the body now.
Scooping up.
Cam, don't let them talk about you like that. Okay. He said he don't do that no
Cam,
more.
Cam, he don't do it no more. Cam on camera now.
Yeah. Cam on camera
right now. He said he retired. He used to go get the bodies, though. He told us. It was a show. He told the stories.
That was weird. Crazy.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. Some things I just don't do.
Did he talk about, I think he said he used to talk to him and everything. Yeah.
You said you used to talk to him.
And then some of them move after you pick them up.
They didn't move, but you can hear air coming through their mouth.
You can hear the air.
That is moving. It's called breathing.
Right. You said air still coming through their. That's right.
No, sir.
It's breathing.
Negative.
Nope. That'll be my last day.
Yeah.
Never when you have a pistol going to pick up a body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. No. Get pulled over like, sir, why you got your gun out? Just in case that nigga moves.
If he moves.
And then you been there by yourself?
Yeah, that's why I talk to him to keep my fear level down.
Like, hey, sit down, baby.
I told y'all, kids. Bruh, sit down.
Somebody would have to be watching
something else, man.
I ain't gonna be in there by myself. Yeah, you about to. Hey,
yeah, you driving, nobody looking back.
Know what I'm saying?
And
somebody gotta be
shoulder.
Back there.
Yeah. Girl, bye.
No.
I ain't gonna hear
You ain't even in the truck with me. I got a
you
trailer.
See a dead body
you in the trailer. While I drive the truck. You ain't even in the truck with you in the trailer.
Still, bro.
No, you can be a trailer. And I can lock it from the outside.
The fact that
and
I'm
attached. I'm driving, but you ain't gonna be here with me by myself.
I'm attached, bro.
What?
The fact that you got the trailer still attached to the
man,
truck.
Man, people that work
but
in their business
locked
are
on the outside. Oof.
Yeah, and they still somebody still touch your shoulder.
No.
You be like, I'm straight, bro. No way.
Oh man.
No. Made my skin crawl.
All right, we got a great show for y'all today.
Man.
Interesting topics.
Yep. We're talking about the word greatness.
Greatness.
By our sister, Taraji.
Our sister.
So when a person goes, I want to be the greatest. This is deep. I don't even want to go here.
No, come on, please.
I'm just saying.
Watch them.
I don't want to get myself in any trouble, but just look at the lives of the people who said, I'm the greatest, and how it ended. That's all I'm going to say.
Oof. Mm. God is the greatest.
Mm. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And God put you here to do his work. Check your ego. Mm. I don't strive to be the greatest because that's serving something else. Mm. The humble man knows that God gave him those talents to change and shift the world into a better place. But when you get into I, that's another God.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Bars.
So she said, think about the people who said, I'm the greatest. And the first person, of course, I think of is Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, he lived to be a long.
But she said, look, how did it end? Yeah. You know.
I mean, he died of lack of natural causes.
No,
he had Parkinson's.
I mean, he did, but that's how long did he live with that? He accomplished a lot in his life.
Yeah,
like it wasn't tragic like some of the other rock stars of R&B. You talk about a lot of our R&B and rap people didn't pass 50.
Yeah.
It seemed like something happened at 50. I think Prince died at 60.
Yeah, Prince was over 50.
So he was older, but DMX 50, Whitney Houston 50, Michael Jackson 50. Like it's
Biggie
like
and Pac early.
Oh yeah, they very early.
They were 25, 26, 27.
Yeah, they was early.
And so, but
what she said is number one that God is the greatest.
Right.
And put greatness there and not on you, and your gift is for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The thing I like is that Jesus never rebuked the pursuit of greatness. Mm-hmm. He just redirected it.
Yeah.
He said, okay, well, the greatest in the kingdom, he never rebuked greatness. He just redirected, okay, this is how you get to greatness in the kingdom is the one who becomes a servant.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way she said, you use your gifts to, you know, bless, you know, the world. And your gift is a service. I kind of spoke on this Sunday. Your gift is a service. You use it to serve, and it just That's how heaven unlocks. Heaven unlocks through serving. It's when what shuts it down is the ego, is the I, me, you know, this is my, you know, empire, my move, whatever. And I think that's what she was addressing. So I definitely, you know, second that.
Yeah. I think too, with the culture of hip hop, it's such a hurt culture of basically a derivative of what happened with your parents. Either your dad is there, mom is working, something happens where time is spent or some toxic things are going on in the family. And so it comes out in the music, comes out in the culture, the hurt. And
also the feeling of feeling less than.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like an overcompensation to say and it to myself. Like
sometimes, you know, you come from a family where they...
You're the underdog.
They peek at you. Yeah. And so hip-hop, you know, in that culture, sometimes the music is almost like...
I got to show you
or I got to pick myself up from the ground up. Like, and they're saying, like, almost... I don't want to say positive confessions because it's perverted, but they're trying to speak. They're trying to speak some type of positive. I'm gonna make it out. I'm gonna make this.
It's trying to prove against the odds.
Right.
odds make me like
this. And so the greatest. I mean, what's supposed to say? You know, so sometimes when you are so low,
but down, you don't see this in the other culture like that.
It's not highlighted most of the time because they don't come from the toxic family situation.
I think it's the odds against you that make you have that drive to prove that you ain't that.
Right. And our normal successful people, I don't want to say normal successful, but our doctors, our lawyers, our politicians.
What's thought to be successful.
Right.
What technically looks like.
Right. They're not exposed as much as the one in a million type of people, the basketball player, the big rapper. So the kids feel like,
I gotta be him.
I gotta be a one in a million shot. I'm not exposed to attainable greatness sometimes.
I'm gonna give you a good example. Joking. He didn't even care about
he was ready to go home.
He was like, man, I'm gonna go home and ride my horses. You know, like, it's like, bro.
Because of the culture he came
from. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he did. But when, you know, Bron and other, but they crying and, you know, they, you know, but you can see the difference. Mm-hmm. It, like, he won it and was like.
Even look at, I forgot the actor's name, but Black Panther. How he was everybody's hero, really. Right. And then when he really passed away in life, it was like a crashing, you know. Yeah. Everybody didn't know how to...
It almost didn't recover.
Internalize it. Yeah, they didn't recover. That's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
Because we made this person our hero, something that, you know, I want to attain, I want to be.
And it's like we never had a Black superhero.
Never not had like it. That. And then so we finally get it, he's gone.
But it's amazing what happens to those iconic superheroes. What happened to Superman, the original Superman? Christopher Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to, you know, our Black Panther, you know, those guys. And so, but when you're talking about greatness, if a kid aspires to be great, I just think hip hop is just a bunch of us, no daddy, mama at work, and building each other up. Or how we gonna make it? We talk, you know, and it's always a rags to riches story. In that culture. So I want to say, you know, with balance, I mean, because a person could easily say, well, you're a Hollywood superstar. You're a millionaire. So, of course, you could say what you're saying right now. But what about a kid that has no shot?
He got to tell himself that
I'm the greatest. Because everybody's been telling him that he's nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's the odds that create that mentality.
Yeah. And
where if you don't have it, you almost got a freedom just to be the best version of you.
Right, but nobody's telling people to be that.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, what do you learn at that besides, You know, nobody trusts the pastor. Nobody trusts the church. You got some motivational speakers, but nobody's telling you to be the best version of yourself, to take the pressure off of yourself, and to love the today you. Mm-hmm. You know,
you're talking about in our culture.
In our culture, yeah. But even in our churches, like, just, man, look, you know, like, fall in love with the today you now, because what our society, culture, social media, what it's promoting is for you to always
strive for something,
chase something,
and you never get there.
Never get there.
Never satisfied with where you are right now.
Yeah.
So because you got to be number one. You can't be satisfied with being platinum and somebody else just went triple platinum.
Right. Then you got to keep, you're right.
Mm-hmm. You don't call the platinum success. Right. It's like, oh, I got to go get four times platinum. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you never get out of that because you're used to the race.
Yeah. And God has taught me that in this season.
Yeah.
He's taught me that. It's like, man, you can't measure success based off of other people because I got you running a totally different race.
Yep.
You know, you got a horse race. You got a car race. You got a foot race.
A swim race.
You got everybody's race, and all the times are different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all the success, all the
some are sprint, some different. Are distance, some are hurdles.
The preparation is this. The investment is different. All of the races are different. So you cannot compare yourself
to other people.
But it's so tough not to.
You got to. That's why the goal or the point is a vision.
Right.
Because that keeps you something. You have to stay tied to. I had a Hispanic woman named Leslie from Jersey somewhere. Just called me out of the blue. I don't know why my number got on the show that I was on. I thought I gave him my email, but somebody they put my phone number up there, and she
called this man right now.
And so she called me, and she started prophesying over the phone to me, and she said, "I don't know who you are, yada yada yada." And she's very Hispanic, so I can barely kind of make out some of the English. But she said, God says, you're not in a race. And when I say that, gave me peace on just to settle into what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And stop looking, and this was years ago, and stop looking, you know, at other people and just run my race and be content inside of that space.
And different seasons.
That's the word.
And when I, because, you know, music, you know, we came from the era of platinum, triple platinum.
Yeah.
You know, when.
And you can't even watch that stuff no more. Yeah, you can't.
And now, but it makes you, it just keeps you in a rat race of creation.
Yeah.
As a musician, you always want to create, you always want to stay on the cutting edge. But I had to realize, in the season where that I had to give up my music, mine is full circle. I had to give Minion everything. I had to give Lovey. It's almost like everything that I became, I had to give it up. You know, Lovey became a pastor. As soon as I became a pastor, Lovey became a pastor. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got into a place where, you know, the studio's perfect, I got to give everything to Minion. Mm-hmm. You know, and he. Got, like I said, he had this Avalon preamp, my $2,000 preamp. He got juice on the top of the preamp in his room because he don't understand what he has, but I've given it, and I'm like, what is, I got juice.
Yeah, on Avalon, yeah.
But I had to give everything up, and I understood that God was like, are you going to wait till you finish your race to start his?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like, because that's what happens in our culture. Every day that's you're trying to be the best version of yourself, and you forget about your kids.
Yeah.
So if we figure out a way, you know, and God is teaching me as they learn, as you learn, you got to teach them now. You can't wait. You can't wait. You know how you know we culture we came from. The youth pastor is 6 to 8 years old, you know.
Starting at 60.
Youth, right.
And he got the church shoes
with the throwback jersey.
Yes. Yes.
In 2023, got the big FUBU. Got the boo-boo jersey but for the church.
You know, yeah. And they, and, you know, I'm we cool. Get around people. Yeah. We mid-40s, they calling us young people.
Yeah.
You know, and God is like, are you gonna wait till you get to the place where you feel like you've arrived, or you're gonna get there and
to your ancient
all your dreams right. When they come true to start on your kids? And I was like, wow, you know. And so God is he's got me. Our producer is telling us to go to the next segment, so she's giving me every type of signal.
Yeah. I got a text and everything.
So we go on to the next. But this was a good topic. That was a good, very good topic.
Very good topic.
All right, let's play the next one.
So this is didn't really get a chance to read all up on this, but this blew up over the internet. Oh no, I'm sorry. This is 50 Cent. He's had these shorts on YouTube where he's breaking down a lot of different. And he has a bunch of them, and they're all pretty good.
Yes.
He starts talking about, G Unit. He starts talking about the crazy. Jasmine up here just
please.
But his shorts are really good. When he breaks down, he breaks down music business. He breaks down decisions that he made. He breaks down alliances in music and why he chose the different routes. But this particular clip, he's talking about Tony Yayo and about habits. And once you get money, what happens with the habits? So go ahead and play.
In retrospect, a large part of the problem was the success initially came very easily to Yayo. He was locked up when Get Rich or Die Trying first broke. As soon as he got out of jail, I put him on stage. There was no transition period. He didn't have to spend time as an unknown MC, slowly getting his feet wet, learning how to interact with industry folks and getting the feel of what it was like to be around corporate people. Instead, I dropped him directly into the national spotlight, put a lot of money in his hand at the same time. I should have realized that it was not the ideal circumstance in which to suddenly ask him to change habits that had been developed over a lifetime. If anything, I should have known those habits would establish an even tighter grip on him. I learned that when things are moving very fast and you're constantly being put in new situations and environments, most people tend to lean back into their old habits, not develop new ones. After years of begging, cajoling, and threatening them to start doing things differently, I had to accept that Yayo and Banks were not capable of doing much more than what they were used to. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
So he's basically saying, because Tony, when 50 blew, Tony Yayo was in jail at the time. So he just got out of jail and he jumped right in the spotlight. And with money and, you know, the fame, access, everything, those habits were not good for that platform.
Right.
And he said the habits just intensified, you know. And after a while, after years of being G-Unit, whatnot, he just figured out, you know what, it's really not going to change. Those habits that you had, this doesn't break it. So
success is an amplifier.
Yeah, that's all of it. And people need to know that. People think money fixes the situation, fixes you. Money don't fix you. You are who you are. But I want to use that to actually bring this question up. How do you break habits, old habits, to get into a new season?
Faith.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes God is telling you, even with the show.
Yeah.
I heard clearly, he's like, no more in the booth right now.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm one that have learned to obey before I understand. I get understanding while I'm obeying. I just learned to do that, to just trust. That's Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. So you are trusting while you're going. While you're going, you're changing, too. You're developing. More opportunities are coming because you went on the path of trust. Most people don't trust the process, so they go back to old habits. You know, so if you get money and you didn't change, you're thinking, why should I change? What I'm doing is why I'm successful.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, so why would I change? And God is like, so sometimes, like he said to Elijah, go to a certain brook. There will I sustain thee. Then the brook dried up. Well, I feel like he wasn't mature enough to leave a brook that's still going, that's still water that is still sustaining him.
Yeah.
So he had, it had to dry up for him to move and go to the widow woman. You know what I'm saying? Or go to the next phase. And so sometimes people take status as a season, which means, well, it's not working no more. Let me change. They got to take faith in what God is saying as the season, so that the bad thing don't happen, so that the brook won't have to dry up. He probably told Elijah, all right, that's it for this brook. You know, go to the next spot. But he probably didn't listen. And then it had to dry up on him. So I say, don't let a season have to dry up on you before you change. Don't let what God is trying to prevent happen, then you change. You know, if God is telling you, hey, stop eating this, or stop doing this, or start running here, or start doing this, you don't want the effect of what he see coming to happen to you before you listen.
Yeah.
So that's why most of the times I go scared, I go without all the information. If it's something that I hear, I say, man, God telling me to do this. I don't know why, but I got to do it.
Yeah, everything don't have to be a bad learning experience.
Yeah.
Right, but most of the times people don't trust the process of changing until something bad happens.
I think it's also just easier to trust the fear sometimes, because fear is so real. Like, because that when you're doing something new, there's almost something that automatically comes up. Like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. I never did this before. Yeah. So people live there easier
fear
than having
comfortable.
Faith. Yeah.
Because faith really is different and hard. Unless you live in faith, which we do.
Yeah.
Then that's the more comfortable
thing. But it's something
thing.
Definitely learned. It's not...
Oh, yeah. It's not automatic.
I think you... But the way... I think you, as far as breaking habits, I think you break habits by creating new habits.
Right.
Like if you move into a place where, okay, I need to get up earlier, the new habit is I need to go to bed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you create a new one to break the old, you know, habit, or break the old.
Or have a very loud alarm.
Man, I have
yeah, the worst. Y'all just gonna hit it, man, and just let it snooze.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of alarm it is.
You get up the first time.
I don't go to bed earlier. We work out at 5 o'clock. That's our new commitment, dude. I'm working out with.
Yeah.
5 o'clock a.m. But I can't go to sleep at 10. Yeah. Or 9:30.
Your body
or not
won't
even
let,
11. Yeah. I can't do it, man. Too many law and orders left.
Yeah.
So I go to bed around midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then my alarm wakes me up, and my commitment to what I know I'm supposed to do. The first
get you
thing
out the bed. The first time
it gets me out the bed because God shows me one. What happens if I don't over time? And then he showed me the benefit of what's going to happen. What he's showing me, okay, you're getting ready to be doing a lot of stuff. You need to get your body ready. And so the faith that that's going to happen and the faith that that's happening, but praise God, you know, I get up. You know, I might take a little nap. Like we call it a Chris nap. My brother-in-law know how to sleep standing up for 15 minutes. I just don't.
His name is Chris. Yeah.
Chris nap. Yeah. He does. He said he mastered the 15-minute nap. I was like, bro, I can't.
Because it's really like, it's not that you're tired. It's just like, it's almost like your eyelids are tired of being open. I don't mean that you're necessarily tired. Because I would take a quick nap if I could just close my eyes.
You can take a 15-minute nap.
If it's forced, yes. But if, when I
Wait,
take a nap,
forces you to take
but I mean by force me, like say if I'm at a doctor's office and I'm in the car waiting for Lex to come out from her braces appointment, she's gonna be in there 30 minutes.
Okay, you can go to sleep. Yeah.
I gotta get back up, drive my car, or something like that. But when I take a nap, I go to sleep. My body be like, oh, we got her.
He says he can take a 15-minute nap and wake up refreshed.
No way. I can't do that.
I don't know about the fresh part.
I'm more groggy.
I'm more ready to slap.
I'd rather just stay up and finish everything.
Yeah, I'm ready to take another 15-minute nap.
Like, my wife know how to do.
Yeah, I just stay up.
She know how to work
and
tired.
And sleep hard at night.
I can't do tired. So wherever
I can't.
Wherever I'm tired, I'm sleeping.
I used
it takes
to.
Too much to wake up and start it all over again, so I can't do a nap.
I can't do tired if I'm, like, looking at something. I can do tired if I'm moving.
Right, I'm moving.
Like, if I'm moving something physical, I can stay up. But if I'm tired and I'm, like, looking
not
at the
sitting
computer,
down at the computer, no.
No. I used
if I'm
to,
tired of sitting down at the computer, I'm like this.
When me and Candy used to watch.
Then I wake up, did a little few things.
That might be KFJDM.
Bro, my dad, bro, growing up, back when we had dial-up. Internet.
Oh, the AOL.
Bruh, when I was back in the house, man, my dad used to be down there at that desk waiting on that page to load up. Like, walk by the office. Dad, page be up, click, click. Don't know they got to wait for it to load. Like, every page, he should go to sleep, bro.
Yeah. I used to be in class with my eyes open, sleep.
Down
and,
if I'm tired sitting down, I'm going to doze off.
No. I got to be moving. Open, sleep in real life.
I can move and be.
I mean, so if you're making a habit.
Even driving. Like, I'm driving a long way and I'm tired. As long as I'm driving, I can get through it.
No, I'm going to have to pull over.
Test that, bro.
No, I've been doing
it all
my life. I
tested that before and lost.
It's not a test. Okay. It's just, I know
lost
how
lost big time.
Wait, you fell asleep driving?
And hit somebody in real life. Yeah. Turn the wheel. Listen to 107.9. Right there on Highway 85 Forest Park, literally turning my car, woke up my foot on the gas under somebody's truck. Because I was, like, in a little small Honda. So, like, you know, like, went up under there. Cause, like,
oh, my God, girl.
No, like a pickup truck. You know, them little Hondas are small, like them 90s, like 1999.
Yeah, the hood went under. Yeah, like
CRT. Girl. Thank God that you're still with us. Yeah. Yeah. Glory!
Because a one more right turn would have been death because it was like a big old ditch of trees. Oh, like, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. So I don't play with my sleep. I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So with 50 Cent, sleep.
What would you have suggested for him to do? Like, to tell the guy?
Because a lot of people want to put guys on.
Yeah, he put them on too fast.
So what would you have done differently?
In the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, that was
done differently.
Hindsight is let him take his time getting there. You know, getting to that point, not just throwing them out there.
But even with the industry and how fast it moves, you think you should take time?
That's tough with that world, because that world is dark. You know what I'm saying? The parties, drugs, guns.
Yeah, because he would have gotten access to it anyway.
What are you gonna like? There's no different from his real lifestyle that's in the rap game. You know what I'm saying?
Amplified. Almost.
Yeah, so it ain't like. They were going to, like, look, counseling
but
classes.
50 was able to, you know,
navigate through that.
But he was the boss. He was the
brain. Yeah, but he was trying to get them to do that, too. And they couldn't, you know.
It takes, when you got the most to lose, then you're the most disciplined. When you're the person that is being handed everything, then you're the least disciplined. Because
investment. Yeah, so
that's why I said to do it slow and let him work. Make his way a little bit more versus just
giving it to him.
Yeah.
But I mean,
because they also dealt with.
How you do that?
He also dealt with entitlement in the group. Everybody felt like especially Young Buck felt like you just supposed to do for me just because, and Young Buck owed him money, and he just thought it was just gonna be over and they ain't never gonna have to pay you money or whatever and. You know, it just, you have a sense of entitlement when it just comes like that.
Yeah.
But if you work for it,
All right. Our producer is telling us to move on.
She's tapping the clock over there.
She's producing the heaven out of this show. So we're going to go ahead and move on. She's tapping the camera. Go ahead. Go to the next segment.
Our producer.
We got a producer now. Yeah.
And she plays no games.
But she did make an amazing breakfast.
Yeah, the other day. Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, that's right. That was the other day.
Yeah.
Man, praise God. That was bad, man.
But.
What's wrong with
that? This was actually time. Speaking of producer, she gave us this story about this.
Kaz almost ate that mic.
What are you talking about? Oh man.
She's
anyway, this is Miss Kiki and Usher singing to her, and the internet blew up about what she had on. I don't know if it was because of just what she had on, but how her baby daddy tweeted
about her cheeks.
About her cheeks being out and cheeks. Her being what did he exactly say? It's the outfit for me or something like that.
He needed to get.
And then she tweeted back, "You saw me
when I left the house. So what's the problem?"
And so it was just kind of going back and forth. Something that could have been in a text and didn't have to get out on the internet, but they just wanted to go ahead and just put it out there in front of the world. But
This is why.
This is the clip that he had an issue with.
He's mad. If she wouldn't have made the little cheek move.
The cheek move.
Well, she would never turn around, right?
Well, he said, well, the outfit. So I don't know if he said, he didn't say anything about the dance. So was it a dance or was it the outfit?
I mean, the outfit, she had an outfit the whole night.
Cheeks and yeah. Before she left, yes.
Before she left. Why? So, I don't know why.
And
why did he leave? Why was he left at the house?
You saw what I had on.
Yeah.
Maybe she had like you know how I doubt it. You know how y'all
maybe had a little cover up thing.
Maybe she had.
I doubt it.
It ain't ride up in a butt.
She got on a onesie. She got on a bodysuit, the little thing she had on top.
You know how the bathing suit be coming around the cheeks. Like
that
like,
one went up in there.
Real modest.
Yeah.
Bathing suit. Maybe it was that, and then it cheeked up when she said
it. Cheeked up.
You know.
I don't know.
So maybe that's what it was.
I think it was because what was going on.
And what has been the producer? What has been the question that do men have a right to tell women what
who are
to
not
wear.
Their husbands.
Now,
let's be
now,
clear.
Now,
right. Who are not their husbands.
Let's talk about.
They're not married.
Let's talk about all perspectives of men. If the man is a dad, and that child is in my house, yes.
Child?
Yeah. And I'm giving you, she says, the question is, does men have the right to tell a woman what to do?
Well, the mama got it right in that instance. Well, child, yeah.
And the dad, too.
Yeah, the dad, too, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not married and you've... And
met me that way, because cheeks been out.
Yeah, you've met women with cheeks out.
Yeah.
So, matter of fact, cheeks...
Been on the pole.
Got like, it in this situation.
You talking about, don't be a stripper no more, babe, but bring that money.
And
like, no.
He was like, you're a whole mom now. Like, well, the cheeks is the reason why.
That ain't her first child.
That's her first child.
And she got and her body wasn't like that on Get Out.
He came up.
That is some Get Out money. Either they did some reconstruction.
Not Get Out.
That's baby booty.
But she basically got on a bathing suit. When you have on something like
that's a bathing suit. It's a bathing suit.
You're more voluptuous because you basically have on underwear. Basically,
but see, you can still see that.
Oh yeah, she got thicker for sure. But I'm just saying, it don't look drastic.
Like she didn't get
it looks
any work
natural,
done.
Yeah.
She didn't get any work done as far as
you said reconstruction though.
You think it's reconstruction?
I don't think so.
You think she bought a booty?
I'm here listening.
I don't think so because I've seen a girl super tiny have a baby and come back with a whole entire butt. And you like, wait, the child did that? Like,
do you think she bought her booty?
I don't think so. I think what she had on made it just look bigger than what it probably even is for real.
I'm just listening.
She basically got on underwear. She basically got on a thong.
Or a bathing suit.
Yeah.
So look. We just came from
DC.
What's the place we went before that though?
North Carolina.
And
Great Wolf.
Great Wolf Lodge, where they, you know, you riding rides and all of that. If she would have just had on the bathing suit with him, is he offended?
With who?
The underpart.
That's a him.
Usher's the problem. It's not the outfit.
No, so, she's talking about
that's not what he's saying.
He's saying that's the outfit.
But we know the truth.
That's what
it's
right.
Usher.
So that's what
I
said. Do you really think it's the outfit or what she did with
Usher?
That was my question.
If she was fully clothed with jeans on, he still would have.
Unless he was being petty, and he said something before she left, and she was kind of like whatever, and then he ended up tweeting.
Yeah,
like,
we don't know what he probably did say something. You know, where you going for real like that?
And you gonna leave me home with him, baby?
Yeah,
yeah, it's yours.
Yeah, I mean, why he ain't with her?
Like, and he really on the like why, the one
why,
who came up
saying,
in the situation.
Why you not with her? Just get a babysitter and call it that.
Or he might be there. Just
Oh, no. Not a baby section. This not church. There ain't no baby section.
I just got the baby.
That's
like, girl, what you doing up there?
Yeah, no.
Shut up, Junior.
Shut up, Junior.
Hey, he got the baby at the concert. How you know that?
He on daddy duty, man. He on daddy duty back at home.
He in the nosebleed. She down there. He up there. So he got the tech.
He over there on the binoculars.
He got the
girl.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be... But that's going to be a problem, because...
Well, they're not married. That's the first problem.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to be a problem.
He going to stay mad if he's dealing with her, because she's extra.
They're not married.
But they're getting a married test drive situation.
This is how...
Early.
And they how do you handle this?
Well, they done crashed already.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is going to be a problem.
Hero unit, right.
Both of them kind of showed their hand.
And she done showed... She's showing it out.
Yeah, but still, but they both kind of... Show like,
girl,
their hand.
I developed you.
That man gonna be your cheeks in A&R.
I gave you booty, girl.
Right. Can you booty?
No, you came to me. You had to get out, body.
It's nope. Stop saying get out.
Oh, nope. Yes. You had to nope, body.
She was not in get out.
That's even worse.
Your body was like, nope. Your body was like, nope. Nah, she had on big clothes.
She don't see this.
No,
don't
say
that on big clothes.
We just
playing. That girl was not shaped like that.
Like, this ain't going
Kiki, on there. We love you. We just do it.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you.
Your body said no. We love you.
They love everybody.
But I'm saying her body was supposed to say nope on that move.
Did you go back to nope?
Yes, he did.
It was over. And you went back to saying no.
But that wasn't nope. That was yes. You know what I'm saying?
What? No, that was yes.
That was there goes my baby.
The cheeks.
That was yes.
Right.
But you thought
that was the movie Yes right now?
Yeah, it was him. It wasn't the outfit.
He doesn't compare.
Usher is not aging. You hear me?
She came. He's on the come up with her. He does not compare to Usher. He ain't got no millions. He ain't got no records.
We don't even know his name.
I don't know what he do. I don't.
We know he had Keke Palmer had his baby. That's about it.
Then he famous.
Is it a problem with her dancing with Usher like that?
No, they weren't even doing nothing for real.
They did something.
No, it was
a little something. They were close and arms around.
People have done worse at bachelorette parties.
Y'all singing, looking at each other in the eyes. She blushing and everything.
She's extra like that online anyway.
Do you feel like she was disrespectful to the baby daddy?
That's a relationship thing.
Yeah, it depends on where they were
in
their relationship.
What kind of relationship you in?
They got a baby together. They
that don't mean nothing to everybody.
That means absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
That could have just been a one night stand and no... relationship at all.
But she said leave the house. It couldn't be a one-night stand.
I'm saying in with other people. Like, it could be a one-night stand. You got a baby. That don't mean y'all automatically have a relationship.
I'm just saying,
there's some people
in
that are in relationships where their woman dresses like that all the time. So that's really just a relationship thing. Like, that's however you met that person, however y'all dynamics
are. But I'm saying for her
are.
To be grinding up on...
Man, it's men that are
singing,
married
looking
that go
in
to
the
strip
eyes.
He got to be over that because in movies, she got to kiss people.
Have sex with people.
Yeah, he has to be over there. He has to know who he married.
And there's men who are married that go to strip clubs and women are all over them, dropping butt and throwing cash. So that doesn't mean anything. It's just really a problem when we're doing something like that. Because we're the woman, we're the mother, we're the, y'all the father, y'all all those things
that
too.
That is true.
I don't
Because I said
so.
If it was the other way around and he was there and she was at home with the baby, this wouldn't even be news.
Yeah, because exactly. Don't nobody know who he is. So, like.
If somebody knew who he was, he still
would
be news.
So it would have been a problem, would have been all right if he was at Nicki Minaj's
Destiny's
concert.
Destiny's Child, somebody concert, and they bring men on stage and sing that song.
Sung in his eyes and backed all up on him.
Dance and twerk on him. I want to dance for you.
Y'all going to have a problem.
I would definitely have a problem.
I would have a problem. I'm saying
other people.
I'm just saying. Okay, so.
But you know what? I wouldn't have a problem because I would be there.
That's the question.
To snatch your
waist
back to the chair.
Is it appropriate? If you had Nicki Minaj concert.
If it would have been a problem if he was sitting there.
That's even worse.
It's just a person. That's a person
but
thing.
But don't do that right now.
But he
not
got
in my face.
He.
Oh, somebody told me that.
No,
who was
look,
that
look,
the
look.
Thing
he's
him?
In. The, he's there with just
and
like
they snatched somebody back now.
The girl
they
that did the Oscar thing.
If he's sitting right there,
Ciara was with her husband.
It was another celebrity there that he tried to grab, and she went and sat at her husband's lap. It was another celebrity there that he tried to grab before Keke. Well, it was her dude.
He tried to reach
with
somebody.
They were a couple. He tried to reach with somebody else. And
she probably shouldn't have been there.
And she got up. She got up and sat in her dude lap like, I ain't going up there with you.
I love it.
It was a choice.
There you go.
So he came off the stage to do that. That's
he came off stage
That's what he does.
Interact. And he chose somebody else, and she was like, "Nah," and she went and sat in her dude lap.
Yeah. I love it.
But when he chose Kiki,
but she, her dude
Kiki went up there.
He was there with his.
You can still say no. Your dude ain't got to be there for you to say.
But that's what I'm saying. That's my point.
It depends on the relationship.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a relationship thing.
But they not married.
Nah, they ain't married.
And probably won't be.
Yeah.
You probably won't be. Well.
We gonna leave you, Kiki.
Hey, bro. You better get you some child support out of that.
That's not what you're supposed to say, Pastor John.
They ain't gonna be in a support group.
Get you some, yeah. Get you some, but they ain't never get married. Mess the money up. That's one thing, mess the bag.
Don't do that.
Wait till you get married, bro.
Get married first.
And then just let her have it. Look here, woman.